L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's week 15 DFS. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the DFS Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and our guest today, once again, is my good friend from Team Riser Fall, the one, the only, at Detroit Beastie, Chris Robin. Chris, it's great to have you here for Week 15 in the NFL. We got a lot of fluid situations, as we talked about on yesterday's Start-Sit Podcast here, Fantasy Pros. And you know what? When you don't like the way your lineup looks in season-long playoffs, it's the perfect time to start hedging your bets a little bit with a little DFS. So I am very happy to have you back on the show. Is this the third time or the fourth time? I don't know, man. You're like a semi-regular. But, dude, it's good to see your face. And the beard is on point this morning, buddy. Thank you.
And I know this is an audio-only broadcast, but I think I showed my face enough here, and I'm just letting it go wild. I mean, I don't have a wife, I don't have kids, so there's nobody here telling me, no, you can't grow that beard. My job allows it. I don't work for the Yankees, so I'm allowed to grow my beard as I see fit. Thanks for having me. I can't believe that we're looking at, what, like less than 10 days away from Christmas. It's already week 15. I mean, things are going by at such a fast clip, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
I know, it's weird. If football's disappearing, the holidays are disappearing, everything's going really quick. But before we even get into any business today, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who took down some big tournaments this past weekend, and then on, I think it was Sunday night or Monday morning, tweeted at me and said, hey, thanks so much, I want to make a donation, pick a charity. And of course, me being me, it's St. Jude's, because that's what I always do with the Black Book and all this stuff, and we run charity leagues for that. And our winner, our listener, was gracious enough and made a donation in my name to St. Jude. So I just want to shout out to our listener there and all of our listeners who have won some cash this year playing DFS. Good job. I love when good things happen to good people and then they do good things back. Chris Robin, it makes me feel really warm and fuzzy, buddy.
Yeah, it's just like this never-ending tree of good doers, right? We always write our notes and make all these logs, and same thing with donations, and good things happen to good people. My grandma, my 95-year-old grandma, told me that probably 30 years ago when I was a little boy. Good things happen to good people, and your hard work will always pay off, Chris.
There you have it. Look at us. This is the feel-good, heartwarming DFS show that people didn't realize they needed, but they're glad that they have. Also, speaking of the season of giving, how about fantasypros.com/contest, where we're giving away an autographed Alvin Kamara jersey simply for subscribing to our YouTube channel. So take a screenshot of that, submit it to fantasypros.com/contest, and just like that, you're entered to win. So go to youtube.com/fantasypros, subscribe, click that notifications bell to follow all the great content we get here, the live streams, the podcasts, the short form videos, the long form videos, everything in between. And then go over to fantasypros.com/contest and try to win that Alvin Kamara jersey. We got a few days left in December here to get on that. So go do it. Plus, don't forget about the Daily Juice podcast. Our very own Matt Perrault hosts it, and he'll give you his thoughts on all his picks for the day and all the sports betting you could possibly handle. NFL, college football, because it's bowl season right now. College basketball is heating up there. You got NBA right now in the thick of things. NHL, UFC, it doesn't matter. He's got everything. That's why he's Matt Peralta. And that's why the Daily Juice needs to be part of your daily routine right here at bettingpros.com/dailyjuice. And you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Now, that being said, Chris Robin, I'm going to give you the floor. Let's start with the high price premium dudes who we like probably in cash. But although this week at the running back position, it is slim pickings. So you're going to have some of these guys in tournaments too. So talk to me about your running back of choice that you want to pay up the board for this week.
Yeah, and as you said, this is an odd situation here with Week 15. The COVID news is just coming out almost every hour, every 2 hours. There are several teams that are in enhanced protocol for the NFL in terms of the COVID, what we're going on here. So when you look at it, I believe on FanDuel at least, Najee Harris is the most expensive running back. I'm not going to steal your thunder. That's your guy. I've looked at the doc here. But I want to mention James Conner briefly. Now, look, I'm aware he's got a big questionable tag next to his name, but you have to look at Arizona's traveling to Detroit to take on my Lions. Lions are 31st overall against opposing running backs here. James Conner on FanDuel, $8,000. On DraftKings, I believe Conner is $6,400 here. And when you look at Conner, I believe it was some sort of ankle injury. Everything I've read said he avoided major injury. I know he hasn't practiced yet this week, but that's how professional football goes, especially this late in the season. So Conner has continued to just thrive. If you've added him in seasonal formats, you know, in the draft and in what round, sixth, seventh rounds, you're reaping the benefits here. But this week in Detroit, I firmly do believe James Conner is active. Kyler Murray is going to be there. In Arizona, after a tough loss on Monday night to the Rams here, I believe they come out firing, and it should be easy peasy again, as I said here, in Ford Field. Look for James Conner, 14, 15 carries, looking at 55, maybe 65 yards. Give that 10-yard margin of error here, 4.5 yards a pop here, finds the end zone, couple receptions. So to me, James Conner, although you're not really spending up, but given everything that's gone on, you know, in terms of who's active, who's out, James Conner makes for a nice little plug and play in all formats.
Well, the elite running back tier is non-existent. And then you got Taylor on Saturday night. You got Dalvin Cook on Monday night. So you're spreading everybody very thin in terms of what's even available to us on the main slate heading in here. So I actually love the Conner call. I think Conner tracks in GPP this week as well, Chris, for that very reason, because people are a little afraid. Well, how questionable is he? And Chase Edmonds' potential return. For me, it's Najee Harris. And this one's fascinating because if you look at it, you know, at a glance, you'll say, oh, Tennessee, second-ranked rush defense. Oh, my God, they're really good. But you know what? They're terrible against the pass. Terrible. 22nd in the league, right? And Najee Harris, I think, is really good this week to get back to that typical, you know, six-target range, five-target range where he usually lives. Last week, he did not live there. He only had three targets in that game against Minnesota. That's kind of how the game script went. I think the game script's going to be a little different here in this one. But because I think he's going to be back on track catching balls, I think, you know, he's in a really good spot there because of that. And I think I even like him more on DraftKings this week. But as I said, you know, it is a very tough week for running backs. Very curious here with who we're left with the elite tier. So we're both going with guys that we trust the workload. We trust the touchdown equity because after that, man, it is really difficult. Yeah, really start to take some dart throws. Let's talk about wide receiver here. For me, it's Davante Adams, Chris. Look, that secondary is terrible for Baltimore. They lost Marlon Humphrey a couple weeks ago. They were terrible even before that. So I don't see how they're going to stop Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams in that pairing. I love that duo this week. I think you can lock that in cash if you want, especially because Rodgers is coming at a bit of a discount. But Adams is definitely that dude for me. And I'm sure you could put Cooper Kupp in that category also, without a doubt. But, you know, if you're going to pay up for a wide receiver this particular week, it feels very much like Davante Adams. And it could be, I think, a huge game potentially for him. Especially because Baltimore is pretty good against the run. So you're going to throw on them, and I think you can throw on them for days. Who is your wide receiver at a premium cost that you're willing to pay up for this week?
This one, I was going to say this one's easy for me. That's like the automated response to anybody that's on a broadcast here. But this one wasn't easy because there was a few other wide receivers I'd like. So I put all that aside, and I settled on Diontae Johnson. Pittsburgh hosts the Tennessee Titans, who are 31st in terms of DVP, you know, defensive player versus matchup here. Diontae Johnson, $7,200 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Diontae Johnson is $7,500. One of the only cases where a player is more expensive on DraftKings than it is on FanDuel. And now look, I've had no issue being open and honest with folks or saying, hey, I was wrong here, or my personal opinion, I was off here. I was thinking oddly and I didn't, you know, see it, right? Diontae Johnson has never really been on my my radar. There's always been something about him, but it's my issue. It's not your issue. It's not anybody that's playing DFS. Deontay Johnson is a stone cold stud. He's brought, what is he now? Top 10 dynasty wide receiver. But more importantly, this week in week 15, I'm looking at around 11 or 12 targets for Deontay Johnson, 7-8 receptions, well over 75 to 80 yards. He will find the end zone. This kid is just checking all the boxes in this stage of the season. That is, you know, few and far between here, looking at 12, 13 yards of reception so far this season. So give me Deontay Johnson in a game where Tennessee goes to Pittsburgh. Over-under's at like what, 42 or 43? I think this game has the potential to finish 34-31, something along those lines. Yeah. So plenty of points to go around, and let me get Deontay Johnson in my lineups in any and all formats.
You know, historically, when these two teams link up, it does get wacky, right? You see them like trading touchdowns back and forth. We've seen that numerous times in the past. A little different dynamic here because A.J. Brown's injury, Derrick Henry's injury. But I'm with you. I think this one's going to surprise people in terms of total. Cash game quarterback, Chris Robin, who you got this week?
Well, my cash game, it's easy peasy. I know everybody that's listening to this now, they don't have the Google Doc that we work on and we write at. So as we get through the broadcast, you'll kind of see me painting a DFS picture, which I like to do. I think I'm an artist, but some people will beg to differ here. But I believe it's Kyler Murray. And if you look at Kyler Murray, Arizona's at Detroit. Detroit, they're 11th overall against opposing quarterbacks. And you might say, well, what, the Lions are 11th overall? Yeah, I'm with you. It's a little bit skewed on paper. That's one of those things where we say on paper it looks this way, and then in real life it's different. That's what we have here. Kyler Murray, Arizona at Detroit, $8,800 on FanDuel, and then on DraftKings I believe Kyler Murray is $7,900 here. And look, this couldn't be a more slam dunk. I mean, a slam dunk is a slam dunk here. Arizona is going to wipe the floor with Detroit in Ford Field, so I love the fact that Kyler Murray, after a loss, let's see how the kid reacts, right? Second season. And I believe Arizona really does put the screws to the Lions in this one. So give me Kyler Murray at Detroit.
Yeah, and the thing I like about Murray too, Chris, is you can run him out there without anybody. If you don't trust if it's going to be AJ Green or Moore, Kirk, or whatever it is, like, you don't have to tie yourself to anybody necessarily. You could even go with Connor if you wanted to, but Curry solo and allows you to do whatever you want because you know, like, he could spread the ball around. It might not even matter. So love that call. Heck, it could even be Ertz, right? For me, cash game quarterback this week, no mistaking for me, it's definitely my boy Matthew Stafford here against the Seattle secondary. No Jamal Adams. Seattle already is dreadful. They can give a ton of points up there. They're at home. I love Cooper Kupp this week, too. As I was saying, it was very tough for me to pick a favorite duo between Adams and Rodgers and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. But I love Stafford here in this matchup against Seattle. And I think Seattle's going to hold up their end of the bargain, which is why I like it so much. Which is why the only hesitation where I took him over Rodgers this week in particular is because I do think Seattle is going to be right in the thick of this game because it's an in-division matchup and Russell's playing better. So for me, you want that contested fourth quarter. That's what you want. You want it to be close. You want them to be having to move the football. So Matthew Stafford at $7,700 on FanDuel I think is a really good investment. And let me tell you, it is not hard to get Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, and Matthew Stafford all together in a lineup, and it looks pretty darn good. Like, you are not cheaping out and throwing darts at guys that have no chance. So that is something that I would certainly lock in this week. Last but certainly not least is tight end. I'm going to go with George Kittle this week. Yes, boring chalk, but you know what? My God, my biggest regret of last week is I had a couple lineups there where I had George Kittle as a flex, and I changed it. And Chris, I'm so mad, and I write myself a note every week. Hey, moron, don't change things last minute. And I still don't listen to myself sometimes. So I screwed up there. But luckily, if you listened to the show last week, you played George Kittle anyway. And you'd have the same problem. He's got 3 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. He has got 27 targets over that span. Chris, he has been unbelievable, and it's a great matchup against Atlanta. Who do you have at tight end this week that you're willing to pay up for?
You know, briefly, I'll say, you know, tinkering with our DFS, that's a game within a game. You and I have been playing DFS for, I would imagine, what,
long
Joe?
Time.
Yeah, 10 plus years.
2013? I think yeah, I started something some 2012.
And you have to learn how to not tinker. Because again, yeah. It's all at your fingertips. You can go to the bathroom. You can go in the garage. Anywhere you go, you have it with your phone and
can
tinker around.
And because we get so much, like, it's been so fluid this year on Sundays of who's in and who's out and these things. And you start to overthink like everybody. And I always tell people not to overthink too, but every now and then you start to, you know, maneuver around, you're looking. And then what scared me the most about Kittle was, well, he had such a huge game last week. Can he do it 2 weeks in a row? And historically speaking, that's not been the case with Kittle. Kittle's been that guy that showed up and then disappeared the next week. So that started to scare me. But look, I'm a believer, and the Atlanta Falcons, I think, can keep the train rolling, so to speak.
No doubt. And right now, that's just information overload, right? You think you trust yourself, and we do this lines, and then someone like you, someone I look up to and respect like you, says, hey, you probably want to take George Kittle out of your lineups, and then boom, there we go, and I'm off and running. In terms of my cash tight ends, I love Mike Gesicki. The Miami Dolphins, if you look at this thing, the Jets are at Miami, over-unders at about 43. But the biggest story here is Miami, they have one running back as it stands now, Duke Johnson from the practice squad. All their running backs are in the COVID protocol right now. Will that change before kickoff on Sunday? Maybe. But at this time, Mike Gesicki, if you look at him, $6,000 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Mike Gesicki is only $5,000. Miami playing the Jets, and the Jets are, I believe, 27th in terms of DVP. So when I say the Miami Dolphins running backs are not healthy, they're not active, it's going to be a lot of Tua and Jalen Waddle. And in terms, you could see some three and outs, you know, maybe a little to no third down conversions here. So Mike Gesicki for Miami is going to be on the field a whole heck of a lot here, and looking to get something going against the Jets, who are, they're just dead last in everything.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Props Fantasy. Your time to take on the pros is here. Props Fantasy is giving the community the chance to compete against the best in fantasy football, like me, Joey P, or even that guy Dan Harris. We're going to be opening props challenges, and we're giving you the opportunity to crown yourself the undisputed champion. Props Fantasy is letting you cash in on the fantasy team you've drafted by competing in our weekly challenges against not just the pros, but your league mates, the props community, or even friends in other leagues. And it's easy to join. Just sync your team from Sleeper or Yahoo, create a challenge, and get ready to cash out. That's it. That's all you got to do. And I've been playing for a few weeks on props. I made it all the way to the finals in that expert league, and I lost. But you know what? I want to come back for more because props is that fun. So what are you waiting for? Sign up at propsfantasy.com/pros. Again, that's propsfantasy.com/pros, and start your first challenge against the pros today. And now back to the action. Moving on from the cash game, guys, now to the value plays. And you know what? I see some value this week at running back with Saquon Barkley. And I understand it's always a war of attrition with the injuries. I know he did not practice Wednesday, but if you get the practice reports today on Thursday, as we're recording this, that he's back and limited and going through stuff, he's a really good value, especially 7,300 over on the FanDuel side. Put up 17 points last week. I think this is an opportunity here for him against the Dallas Cowboys, where, you know, the Giants get up to play the Cowboys. I mean, Giants don't have much to play for this year, but this is a game to get up to play. You're at home. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Cowboy fans in the stands, a lot of Giant fans there too. And I just think that he can return this salary this particular week in this matchup. So it's a little bit of a gut check time here for the Giants and for Saquon Barkley. And let's face it, you know, he's somewhere around 15 carries, 55 yards. We're very similar to the Connor line we just talked about, right? So if I like what Connor can give me this week and he's dealing with an injury, then Saquon Barkley, I think, is a reasonable pivot too, because Connor is 8K on FanDuel and Saquon Barkley is just 7,300. He could save $700, and it's kind of a similar feel to James Connor. So again, there's some risk, which I understand, but when you're looking at running back this week, it is just littered with risk anyway. So you're going to have to eat some risk somewhere, and I'd rather eat it at a lower salary than necessarily have to go all the way up and eat it at 8K or 81 or 82, especially on FanDuel where that touchdown is so important. How about for you when you're looking for running back value this week? Who stands out, Chris?
I went back and forth on a few guys, and one of those was James Conner, who we mentioned as a cash play. But in the value portion of it, I love Antonio Gibson. Washington's at Philadelphia. I believe Philadelphia is 22nd or 23rd in defending opposing running backs. Gibby, as we call him, $6,900 on FanDuel. And on DraftKings, Gibson's only $6,000 here. And when you look at what Washington is going to do, they've been hot, right? I believe they lost last week, but they're playing against another divisional opponent in the Philadelphia Eagles, who are, I believe, they're going to get back Jalen Hurts. So that just adds adds to wanting to get more players in from that game. There's going to be yardage. There's going to be a ton of points and just awesome stuff going on in that game. And Antonio Gibson, you look at him, this kid's just seeing like the lion, like a lion's share. He's seeing that's all that he's doing is getting the carries. I have him around 18, 19 carries, 85 yards, absolutely just smash, a touchdown, a couple receptions. And one thing I will say, because I know someone listening out there right now at home or in their car is going to go, hey, well, Chris, what if J.D. McKissic is inactive? He's going to eat into the load. Just know that McKissic has not practiced yet this week. He's still dealing with some concussion symptoms.
And McLaurin has been in protocol, too. So it doesn't necessarily mean like there's no options here in the pass game for Gibson, regardless of who's on the field or not.
No doubt, and I've always loved Washington and Tyler Heinicke. This kid plays like his life depends on it. There's no tomorrow for Heinicke, and so with Gibson and Heinicke, that combination, I'm running it. So give me Antonio Gibson as a value play this weekend, and as I said, Gibby, only $6,900 on FanDuel, only $6,000 on DraftKings. It's too good to be true.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned him because especially on DK, I like him this week, and I know last week was a little underwhelming, but the run he had in the three previous weeks was excellent. The volume was huge. And at this point, my goodness, in the season and this particular running back slate, volume is huge and volume is value at that cost with Gibson. So I'm very happy you brought him up because he was my number two guy with Barkley. Like I was wooing back and forth. So I had no worries at all that you would end up bringing him up. I knew exactly where things were going. I also know exactly where the ball's going because there's no one to hand it off to in Miami. So Jaylen Waddle's where the ball's going. Speaking of volume, I mean, look, you heard me as a broken record all year about Jaylen Waddle, and guess what? You're going to keep hearing the same tune because Jaylen Waddle is that good, and Jaylen Waddle has a great matchup here against the Jets defense. It's terrible. And Jaylen Waddle's a good cost here, 7,100 over on the FanDuel side. The Jets right now are the 27th ranked pass defense, 29th ranked rush defense. And Jaylen Waddle is basically a lock for 9 to 11 targets in this game, somewhere in that range. He has big playability, he separates. And, you know, the touchdowns will be, it'll be a nicer if we had a little bit more touchdown equity. But on the DK side especially, I just think that there's always great value here with Jaylen Waddle on DraftKings. So whatever his price ends up being week to week, you can feel good about investing in it. And for right now, you're looking at Jaylen Waddle this week. To me, he's still reasonable. Just pulling up his price right here because Jaylen Waddle, where are you, Jaylen Waddle? I missed you. Where's Waddle on DK here? I missed him on my sheet here. What's his price, Chris? What do we have Waddle at?
I have it here right in front of me. Jaylen Waddle is $6,600 on DraftKings, and then on FanDuel, he's $7,100.
Yeah, see, and I'm looking at that, man, and I got to tell you, when you have Jaylen Waddle, anything under that 7K on DK, to me, it's a smash, especially against the Jets. So that's who I'm going with this week. How about you when you're looking at value wide receivers? Who stands out to you?
This one, it's making my mouth water. And look, it was Deontay Johnson or CeeDee Lamb. So I figured it out. I moved the pieces around, and that's what we're doing here. We're allowed to put players where we want. And in terms of value plays, CeeDee Lamb at the Giants, who are about 25th or 26th overall in defending opposing wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, $7,400 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings, $7,400. Again, another instance where they're the exact same price, which rarely happens here. But what I like about CeeDee Lamb here, and really quick, I have him around 8 or 9 targets, 5, maybe 6 receptions, 70 yards, a touchdown, absolutely. But the thing I like about CeeDee Lamb here is people, his ownership gets suppressed because of Zeke Elliott, because of Amari Cooper, yet CeeDee Lamb still gets his, as the kids say. He's going to get his, and he's going to do that. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is a bona fide superstar. He's a bona fide studier. And again, we've talked about this since he came into the league. How long is it going to be until CeeDee Lamb takes that next step and he supplants in Dallas as the wide receiver one? Cooper's still there. Zeke Elliott is still there. And for those reasons, as I said, CeeDee Lamb sees a little bit less ownership because people get nervous or they get scared off. But I'm telling you now, CeeDee Lamb against the Jets is as good as it gets. You're looking at 75, 80 yards and a touchdown. That is a lock. I know we have a portion at the end of the broadcast that's a lock, but I've come up with another one. So just a little early broadcast lock for me. CeeDee Lamb to find the end zone.
Another guy I would throw in this range is Tyler Lockett, who is 7K over on DraftKings this week. I think Lockett's another guy that I think if you keep pushing the narrative that Seattle's going to be competitive in this game, then you got to have the other side of that game. So you can't just go for Stafford. You can't just go for Cooper Kupp. You got to dabble a little bit. And I think if you're going to, Tyler Lockett's been very steady. 73 on FanDuel, but again, cheaper on DK, which is funny. Usually, you know, you get a DK salary that's a little bit more expensive for a guy who's been as steady as Lockett has, but he's just 7K. Cheaper than Lamb, but more expensive than Waddle if you want to go in between for another guy I just think is a tremendous value. When it comes to quarterback this week, value to me, once again, if I'm going with Waddle, you like Gesicki, well, that means Tua, right? I think Tua's good for probably between 18 and 21 points, somewhere in that range. I think it's very projectable. I think it's also very comfortable. He's going to have to, you know, throw the football with everything that's going on in that running back position. And you can throw the football on the New York Jets all day long. So I'm not going to overthink this. Tua is that guy for me. And your quarterback was the other guy I was wrestling with. So I'm glad you're talking about this next guy here, Chris.
Yeah, and that's Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo, a.k.a. Feels Great Baby. I don't know where that came from, but a lot of folks on social media, if they're a fan of Jimmy G in San Francisco, that's like their header. I mean, Jimmy G must have said it in some sort of interview or anything. But Jimmy Garoppolo, you look at him. San Francisco is hosting the Atlanta Falcons. They are just about dead last in terms of defending opposing quarterbacks. Jimmy G on FanDuel, $6,700. And on DraftKings, Jimmy G, only $5,800 here. And what I like most about this one, and again, I when I write all this stuff, my notes, my articles, I always try and keep in mind how other folks are going to react, like what they're going to say. So in a way, I like to read people's minds and reply before they even ask the question. Well, Jimmy G, San Francisco might blow out the Falcons. Jimmy G, they're going to hold them back, you know, in the second half. No, Atlanta Falcons are still in the hunt for a playoff spot. They've been very competitive their last few games, so I would fully expect this one to just go back and forth, meaning you're going to get a full four quarters out of Jimmy Garoppolo in a game that's about 45.5 over under here. I think San Francisco can hang 28 or 31 points realistically in this one. So who's to say Jimmy Garoppolo, can't put up 2-3 touchdowns in this one. So for that fact, I love Jimmy Garoppolo, not Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next position here, which is tight end. Good value to me is Dawson Knox. Now it seems like Josh Allen trending in the right direction. And I know Carolina's a very good defense. So this is a tenuous one here. But I think Dawson Knox is where I feel comfortable in terms of return on investment at tight end if I'm not going to pay up for the top guy in Kittle. And I still think he brings touchdown equity, as he does every week, basically. So it was tough there. It was tough sledding for that Bills offense when he was gone. It was good to get him back, and obviously he's back on track there. And Josh Allen looks for him in big spots, especially in the red zone area. So I think Dawson Knox is a guy I feel comfortable with. The matchup is tough, but this is another must win. This is like 3 weeks in a row of must win games here. So Buffalo Bills better win one of them because things are starting to disintegrate quickly for them if they're not careful. But who do you like in terms of value at the tight end position this week? Because I got to tell you, Chris, I struggled here with this.
Yeah, I've made no secret about this. I'm always punting tight ends in seasonal formats and DFS formats, but there's something about Noah Fant this weekend that I just love, sinking my teeth into it here. I believe the Denver Broncos host the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 25th, 26th against opposing tight ends here. Noah Fant on FanDuel is $5,600, and on DraftKings, Fant is $4,400. Now, another game where, you know, it's not a lot of fireworks here. People look at this and go, well, it's Denver, it's Cincinnati, and you look at Teddy Bridgewater is a limited passer, right? He's a dink and dunk kind of quarterback here for Denver, and they're just going to feed the ball to Javonte, and then they're going to feed the ball to Melvin Gordon, which leaves little to no upside for Noah Fant. Well, here's the thing. All of Noah Fant's looks and targets are what we call high upside targets. It's all in the red zone stuff. Mm-hmm. So realistically, Noah Fant only has to catch two or three passes. He hangs 30, maybe 40 yards, a little ambitious, but if he catches a touchdown here, at his price tag, you're already looking at 2-3 times the value. So give me Noah Fant at home against the Bengals.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you guys about Pristine Auction. That's right, because it's the most wonderful time of the year to get all of the cool stuff for your man cave, your she shed, all of the above, or just something for that mantle or something for the wall that's special that reminds you of your favorite team, your favorite player, and Pristine Auction is the place to get it. They have the most incredible selection of items to bid on for NFL, MLB, college football, you name it. They've got it, and they've even got cool stuff non-sports related too if you're looking for some amazing gifts, but you can only get involved with Pristine Auction if you sign up today over at pristineauction.com. And don't forget, when you do, to use that promo code FANTASYPROS, you get $5 in credit on your first bid, thanks to us here at Fantasy Pros. And don't forget, too, everything there is authentic. It comes with a certification of authenticity. Not everything there is thousands of dollars, but if you want to be a big spender this holiday season and get yourself or someone you love something special, Pristine Auction is a place to do it. So head over to pristineauction.com today. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. And now, back to the action. All right, it's time for the GPP plays right now, and when you're looking at GPP running backs, there's certainly a lot of them. But I'm going to continue to stick with my boy, Javonte Williams. And here's why. He looks good running the football. Now, I understand, too, he had some practice issues, dealing with a little bit of a knee issue. So this is certainly something to keep in mind and see whether or not he does play or not. They are at home. They are going against the Cincinnati Bengals this week. Now, he was limited at practice Wednesday, so he was limited with the knee. I think any running back this time of season, when you see Leonard Fournette limited or not practicing on a Wednesday, it's not something that I'm hyperventilating about, but I think it's going to affect his roster percentage, so much so to the point where people see Melvin Gordon, they see the knee thing, they see the limited practice, and they start to shy away. But if you look at what this guy's done here against the Chargers, 20 points on DraftKings, then 32 points against Kansas City in week 13, week 14, 21 points when Gordon came back. He still put up 21. So look, Javonte Williams is a star, and he's a star in the making, and he's still coming at a really good price. So I think when you're looking at him, 7K is really reasonable over on FanDuel and on DraftKings. When you're looking at Javonte Williams, he's just 6,100. Because after that, you're messing with a lot of questionable situations. You're messing with that Eagles situation, which I don't want any part of. You're messing around with the Cowboys situation, the Rams situation. It's just a lot of unknown things. And the one thing I do know is if Javonte Williams is on the field, he can give me big-time productivity because he's a huge talent at a discount. So that's a risk, a gamble that I'm willing to take. Who's a running back gamble you're willing to take this week in Week 15, Chris?
This one's going to be fun. I might catch a little heat for this one, but given what Donta Foreman has done for the Tennessee Titans as of late, I don't really think that I will get too much pushback. And when you look at a GPP, it's all about risk. It's like a scratch-off lottery ticket. Let's see what we got. Donta Foreman, $5,800 on FanDuel, only $5,200 on DraftKings. And as we said earlier in the broadcast, Pittsburgh, Tennessee and Pittsburgh, a lot of weird stuff goes down. So who's to say Foreman doesn't rip off some sort of reception touchdown for 30, 40 yards. Would you be shocked? Probably not, given what the heck is going on in this one. So when you look at Foreman, I have it all in front of me here. I believe he's got 35 total targets and touches the last two games. This guy has established himself as the RB1 for Tennessee, and who would have saw that coming with Derrick Henry as the guy there? But looking at Foreman, I'm expecting another 13, 14 carries, 60, maybe 65 yards, a couple receptions, and we go from there. So at this time last week, Joe, if you remember correctly, people were, it was once, are you with Donta Foreman? Are you with Hilliard? Foreman, Hilliard. And you know what? The right move was Foreman. So I'm going to ride that wave of momentum once again this week with Donta Foreman.
Now, there's a lot of guys at wide receiver to talk about here. Devontae Parker's one, two for me. Devontae Parker's been very steady here in this offense for Miami when he's been on the football field. And again, the matchup with the Jets. So if you want to pay down a little bit from Waddle and have Tua and really go with a budgeted start to a core of a lineup, that's certainly a good way to go. There's some other guys too that, you know, especially on DraftKings, there's always those names available. You've got Gabriel Davis, who's very cheap, who's starting to see some red zone targets here. He has been pretty much like persona non grata, but starting to pick up a little bit of steam lately. He's just 3,700. People are laughing a lot less at me about Laquan Treadwell, and Jacksonville is starting to be fascinating to me from a GPP standpoint, because every single time you see a head coach fired, all of a sudden the team kind of rallies around each other and plays good football. And this is a perfect time to play good football because you're playing against the Houston Texans, who are also terrible. So this is a unique situation here. Maybe it's a dangle a little bit with some of these Jags wide receivers. Maybe it's a Chenault. Maybe it's a Jones. Now that his worst enemy Urban Meyer's gone, or maybe it's a Laquan Treadwell, but I think you could get something out of them. But I think in terms of guys you're looking at that are cheap, that I think are good returns, I definitely believe that Devontae Parker is probably one of those better bang for your buck guys, because he comes with a little bit of touchdown equity too, and that's something you're always looking for. And that big play ability too, and the Jets can give up big plays. When you're looking at wide receivers this week in tournaments, Who are some of the guys that kind of popped to you, Chris, this week?
Well, in tournaments, I'm always looking for, I don't want to say upside and all these DFS and fantasy sports buzzwords. I mean, it is what it is. But to me, you're just looking for targets, not necessarily production. I know that sounds weird, but if the volume is there, then I'm there, right? You know, production and value and all this stuff gets wrapped up into this this bow, and it's like this weird enigma here. But I love Devonta Smith. Philadelphia Eagles, I believe they host the Washington football team here. Over-unders at around 45. That just puts into perspective why I like these players because of how many points here. But Devonta Smith, as it stands now, he is $5,900 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings, he's only $6,100. Now, look, I know what you're going to say. As it stands right now, Devonta Smith is the number one wide receiver on the depth chart for the Eagles. And you could also argue that he's the least productive of all the wide receiver ones in the league here. But Jalen Hurts is going to be back. He hasn't played with the Eagles in a few weeks. Granted, the Eagles were on bye last week, and when you look at his price tag again, as I said across the slates, $5,900, he's come down. They were on a bye week, and FanDuel took away $200-$300, so he's cheaper on FanDuel after the bye week. Same thing with DraftKings here. So to me, I have Devonta Smith around 6-7 targets here. I think he does very well, 4-5 receptions, 50 maybe 60 yards, finds the end zone here. I would imagine, and this is just to me, Joe, if I'm wrong, kick me off the broadcast, never have me back here, but I would imagine Jalen Hurts being back here just boosts everybody in that Philadelphia Eagles offense, because talk about a guy who just lives like there's no tomorrow. Jalen Hurts is going to be slinging the ball. He's going to be running. And again, Washington is going to have to be accountable for Jalen Hurts in the outside and the middle of the field, which would then free up Devonta Smith to get a couple more targets, get a couple more receptions here. So to me, it's Devonta Smith against Washington, who, if I didn't say, they're 31st overall in defending opposing wide receivers.
You know, in light of the Urban Meyer thing, I can assure you, Chris, there's no kicking today on the podcast. I'm not going to be kicking you, kicking anyone. I want to keep my job, so I'm just going to be very careful of the kicking and the not kicking. When it comes to quarterbacks this week, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's the guy for me that I think is the tournament gamble. It's because Jimmy G is limited and still makes mistakes. So although he's been productive, there's always that thing where Jimmy G, where you just kind of, you know, hold your nose through it sometimes because he still makes rookie mistakes, even though he's far from a rookie in this league. But as Chris pointed out before, all of those reasons are the same reasons I like him. But I'm just a little bit more confident in the floor of Tua than I am this particular week in the floor of Jimmy Garoppolo. But at the end of the day, I think they'll be about the same, and Jimmy's a little cheaper. So I think that's really just depending on how you want to go and approach things. But it's always a little bit more gamble with Garoppolo for me. How about you when you're looking at quarterbacks this week? You know, there's a lot of veterans down there at the league minimum. You're on the cheaper kind of spot. So is there maybe an older guy that you feel good about a quarterback this week?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you alluded to that. You served me up a meatball here. And look, this thing has come full circle. DFS, fantasy sports, it's all very humbling. One week you're like, I hate this guy. He stinks. He's old. He's grown roots in the backfield. And then this week you're on a Fantasy Pros broadcast talking about wanting to start Ben Roethlisberger. As we said, Pittsburgh hosts the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is 28th overall in defending opposing quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger, $6,600 on FanDuel, non DraftKings, he's $5,600. Now, look, Ben Roethlisberger has put together like a two, maybe three or four game stretch here where I think he deserves to be called Big Ben again, right? We took that moniker away from him because it was all bad. He's throwing ducks. He's short hopping footballs here. But if you look at my cash game play, Deontay Johnson, you can tag him or stack him with Ben Roethlisberger here in a game where, as we've painted this picture, Tennessee and Pittsburgh, it's going to be a weird game here. I think 250 passing yards and two touchdown passes is Ben Roethlisberger's floor this week. Can he get to 280? Can he get to a third touchdown here? And I'm willing to take that risk on my active GPP rosters in week 15.
I think it's a great one, man. I really do, especially because, like you, I like Deontay Johnson this week too. I also like Najee Harris, who to catch a lot of footballs this week. So, you know, if you're looking for a discount play along to attach, if you like the Steelers offense this week against Tennessee, well, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is a very good play. In fact, he's cheaper than Tua by $100 on DK. So look, I'm all in there with you. I agree. All right. For tight ends, to me, another good reason, Pat Freiermuth, right? Another guy that you could put with Big Ben, start a really good low cost core with your GPP lineup and go after the Devontae Adams and the Cooper Cups of the world and make all of that work. who I think have huge upside this particular week. So Pat Freiermuth, we all know, probably about 4 or 5 targets a game, but the red zone targets are the ones we're looking for, as we talked about before, as Chris was alluding to with Noah Fant. Same kind of thing here with Pat Freiermuth. And Pat Freiermuth, too, is you could just tell how hard he plays when he doesn't come up with a ball or something that you could see it really affects him personally. That's the kind of guy I want to invest in. And I know it doesn't show up in the box score, but it does. It does show up in the box score. And that's why, like, if he has a bad game, I'll go right back to the Freiermuth well every single time. He is still super cheap, too, which I still just don't understand. He's 4,500 over on DK. And with the touchdown equity he brings, it just makes no sense. 5,300 on FanDuel. He's a good investment. Yeah, it's slight gamble because he doesn't get the same workload as maybe a guy like Gesicki or Goddard. But you know what? I'm still all in there on Freiermuth. How about for you? When you're looking at tight ends, you're the king of punting. So let's go. Let's punt a tight end this week.
Correct. And this one, unfortunately, it's at the how can I put this? You know, in Washington, Logan Thomas is now out. He tore his ACL, and that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, a seasoned veteran. He has a breakout season. And then this happens to, or last season, obviously. And then this season, in and out of the lineup. Ricky Seals-Jones is still hanging around here. But for that fact, I love John Bates, as wild as it sounds. As I alluded to, Washington is at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is literally dead last in terms of defending opposing tight ends. And hear me now, John Bates is a lock to receive a touchdown this week. Bates, $4,600 on FanDuel, only $3,000 on DraftKings here. When you look at John Bates, right, as I said, Ricky Seals-Jones is still around. Last week, Seals-Jones played 46% of the offensive snaps, while John Bates played 71% of the offensive snaps. So with Logan Thomas now being sidelined, I could see a case where John Bates gets bumped up to 80-85% because the guy is a dang good blocker for a tight end. And when you're looking at an offense with a quarterback like Tyler Heinicke or Antonio Gibson, they need things to go exactly, you know, very smooth to get the ball going here. John Bates will be on the field a whole heck of a lot, and who's to say he doesn't, you know, rip off, you know, off the end of the offensive line once or twice, catch a touchdown pass, or just put up 30, 40 yards, rip one down the center of the field here. So to me, it's John Bates against a god-awful Philadelphia Eagles defense against tight ends.
All right, let's switch gears over to the DSTs. I've got my eye on Miami this week because the Jets are certainly limited in terms of offense. Arizona to bounce back. Arizona's an underrated defense. They don't get enough credit still, even though they have a great record. And certainly against the Lions, as you spoke about earlier, certainly a good matchup there. Always turnovers galore, potentially with Jared Goff. I think Dallas is an intriguing one, too, especially if you're looking for turnovers this particular week against the Giants. And San Francisco against Atlanta, that weak offensive line. I find it really hard to believe that Bosa is not going to get at least a sack or two on Matt Ryan, and that could always lead to turnovers as well. So I think San Francisco is my turnover defense of the week, too, and they're a pretty good cost there. They're just $3,100 over on DK, too. I really like where they're priced this week. It feels very comfortable to me. There's something that I want to invest in for sure, $3,100 for the San Francisco defense. When you're looking at the DSTs this week, Chris, who are some that are appealing to you?
Well, one of them is the Los Angeles Rams. They're hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Sunday, it's an afternoon game. It's like the 4:25 games here. But when you look at what the Rams did on Monday night against Kyler Murray in Arizona, they were opportunistic. They were ball hawking. Leonard Floyd, I believe is his name, he just picked the ball out of midair after Kyler Murray tossed it and turned and ran. Obviously, he was tackled short of the end zone here. But the Rams, to me, I believe they're starting to peak. They're on the uprise in terms of when the playoffs start and positional seeding. So I think the Rams just go absolutely nuts against the Seattle Seahawks. And look, last time I was talking about Russ Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, I think it was a Monday night football game, and Russ Wilson looked awful. He looked unbelievably bad, but he strung together 2 or 3 good starts since then. So who's to say something with his thumb, you know, he tackled, it hits a helmet while he's throwing. I don't know. That's the kind of nonsense that I look into and read when I'm giving out my advice here. But the Rams, to me, in a game where they're the favorite here, they're giving 7 points to Seattle here, I think the Rams hang 35 34 35 points. I think we're going to see a defensive touchdown from the Rams in this one, so give me the Rams on FanDuel. I believe the Rams are $4,200, and on DraftKings the Rams are only $3,400. And then two more for fun, it's the Houston at Jacksonville game. If you look at it, Jacksonville was shut out in week 14, Houston was shut out in week 13. Now these two teams get together together. And who's to say it won't be a 0-0 tie? Nobody scores.
No, it's going to be the opposite. You know it's going to be the opposite, right? It's going to be 31-28. It's going to be some wild game with these two teams. But you're right. The variable's there for 0-0, too.
Could be. Way to kill the momentum I had in my discussion for Houston. Chris, I like it, but I think you're going to be wrong. There's 75 total points.
I liked it, but the Urban Meyer firing, Chris, I mean, do we have to be beat over the head with this? Every time a coach gets fired, what happens? That team just all of a sudden plays inspired football. Look at Gruden. You could go back and look at the last 3 or 4 years. It's almost like you just want to go run to the sports book and put money on. Oh, what? They fired the coach? Give me them to win outright on the money line. Like, it's just crazy.
Look,
their ineptitude may also show you're 100% right. And we'll get into that game a little bit later on. But I want to talk about your stack of the week. Who is it that you're really feeling good with in terms of, like, this is the stack, this is the game or team that I really want to be in on?
It's the, as I put in our notes, you know, previously written and read here, it's the Arizona Cardinals at the Detroit Lions here. Look, the Lions are, what can you say? Everybody know Detroit is in my at handle on Twitter. I live in Detroit. I'm a big Lions fan. And look, they are, they're competitive. I mean, they have a lot of heart. They have a lot of soul. They're always scratching and clawing and biting kneecaps, however you want to put it here. But Arizona, they're on in a completely different tier. They're going in opposite directions in terms of the season is concerned. And Arizona, after losing on Monday, going from the first overall seed in a bye week, they dipped down to third, right? They gave it to Green Bay after that loss here. Green Bay is now the number one overall seed. I think the Arizona Cardinals just go completely nuts in a way to just kind of feel good. We need a win. We got to get bumped up in our division. The Rams are playing Seattle. They're jockeying, at least the Rams are jockeying for position in the West here. So I do believe that the Arizona Cardinals just go absolutely nuts here. So I'm stacking all those guys. As we said, Kyler Murray, James Conner, AJ Green is a nice move now. Rondale Moore is a
sweet
play.
I want to talk about those guys when we break it to the game, too. I want to get your thoughts. So we'll tease that for a second. We'll come back to that.
Rondale Moore is so cheap. $55 on FanDuel and $4,400 on DraftKings. So I'm stacking
the
heck.
Don't give away the milk yet. I've got to get people listening to the end of the show so we could talk more about Arizona. Don't give it all away.
Why buy the milk when you can get the – what is it?
Why buy the milk when you get the cow for free, I think, or something like that.
Why buy
the cow when you can get the milk for free? I don't know. We're screwing up the metaphors. That's all I know.
No doubt. So to me, Arizona.
The Rams are it for me. Everything Chris, you know, just mentioned there before regarding the Rams this week, I think they crack 30 here in this game. Not only do I love Kupp and Stafford in that pairing, I can also get completely away from the running backs here because it's a muddy situation with the health of everybody. So I think instead you look at Van Jefferson as that other guy too. If you want to go Stafford and Van Jefferson, you could do that if you don't want to pay up for Cooper Kupp, or you could even just attack the entire thing. I'm less on OBJ. Obviously we've got some test issues with him too. So that's where I'm looking this week. I'm looking for that Rams. And in fact, I'm looking on both sides of that game too. I think Russell Wilson's a good play. I think that they will show up for this game because they have nothing else to play for. Like, this is kind of their Super Bowl right now, is go be spoiler. So I would not be surprised if, once again, this becomes a game that is more like a shootout. So Lockett and Wilson are incredibly appealing for me in this game. Less so pieces like DK Metcalf and less so pieces like Gerald Everett. And Penny's very interesting, but we'll talk about him a little later on, too. Let's get to the lock of the week. I started with this dude. I'm going to end with this dude here. It's Devontae Adams. That's my lock of the week against that Baltimore secondary. Terrible. All the targets. Just an incredible talent to watch. It's so fun to watch Devontae Adams play football. I don't care if you hate the Packers or not. You just got to love Devontae Adams. Who is your lock of the week in week 15, Chris?
That is Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver Diontae Johnson against the hapless defensive secondary of the Tennessee Titans here. I believe him and Big Ben just really get moving, get clicking. I'm hopeful that Diontae Johnson can catch 10-plus passes. I know that's unbelievable and unrealistic here, but who's to say that Chase Claypool, his head isn't in the game once again, or there's some sort of weird thing where it's either A or B. They want to punish him a little bit, or they go his way a lot just to get the kid's confidence back up after making those silly mistakes at the end of the game last week. And you know, the beauty of this whole thing is, Joe, regardless of all that nonsense, Diontae Johnson is still going to be their wide receiver one, put up big numbers for us in week 15.
All right, let's do the fantasy fly around. We're going to talk about all these games here. We'll start with the Tennessee Titans and the Steelers. Now, last week, a lot of people got upset about Chase Claypool and a lot of, you know, the antics and stuff, but he's having some big time games. So if Deontay Johnson and Najee Harris, we already talked about, Big Ben. The only guy we didn't talk about was Claypool in this game, because obviously the Titans are a bit of an offensive enigma. What are your thoughts on having shares of Claypool in lineups this week as kind of a pivot off or fade away from Deontay Johnson?
I don't mind it at all. If I mentioned Chase Claypool in my weekly DFS article here. Chase Claypool only $6,400 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings, Claypool's only $5,900 going against that same hapless defensive secondary of the Tennessee Titans here. So who's to say in a multi-entry GPP you want to stack up this game? You know, you can start it with Ben Roethlisberger, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, fade Najee Harris because of ownership percentages, and then add in Dont'a Foreman to round out the full game stack. Four players and boom, there we are.
All right, very nice. Well done. Boy, you were prepared for that one. All right, let's go to Panthers and Bills. You know, we touched on a little bit there, you know, just barely with Dawson Knox a little bit. I mentioned Gabriel Davis, but Panthers offensively, is there anything you feel good about investing in right now? Because obviously, once again, Bills up against the wall, Bills at home. We are looking to the Bills here to respond. But should we be playing the trend of the Bills giving up points here to Tampa? And even before that, you know, this is defensively, they haven't. It's hard because you can't judge the Monday night game against the Patriots because of the weather. But even so, defensively lately, they have not played quite as good as they did in the earlier part of the season. So is there anything investable here with the Panther side of this game?
I think anything is investable if you dig deep enough and if you spin anything to your advantage enough. And when you look at Carolina, Cam Newton, is he going to be their starting quarterback? Are they going to pull him? I know P.J. Walker is, you know, might get some run here. I believe they also added, what was his name? Juwan Johnson from the Jets practice squad here. So the quarterback situation is all bad in Carolina. And oh, by the way, Buffalo second overall in defending opposing quarterbacks. They're first against opposing wide receivers. So for that reason, I think DJ Moore, although he's questionable, Robbie Anderson, Brandon Zylstra, Terrence Marshall, they're all off the table here. So to me, I would be okay with playing Chuba Hubbard. $6,000 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Chuba's only $5,700. They're a little bit easier or lighter on starting running backs here, 13th, 14th overall. And if you want to get really strange in multi-entry GPPs, look at Amir Abdullah's way. He used to be a Lion, return punts, return kicks. He has that vision on the field. He's fast. He's elusive. So to me, the only two options for this Carolina offense would be Chuba Hubbard and Amir Abdullah, as wild as it sounds. But hey, that's the kind of season we're having.
All right. Washington, the Eagles, I feel like we talked a lot about, but we didn't really mention Dallas Goedert. Let's spin this, because we know Jalen Hurts, you know, right now, still as we're recording this Thursday morning, still a tenuous position there. If Minshew is back, number one, would you go back to that well a second time against Washington, who gives up a ton of air yards? And would you take Dallas Goedert with you when you did?
Well, yeah, yes and no, and I'll be quick with each one. If Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback, absolutely, I'd throw him in some GPPs. But as it stands now, it's only Thursday. It's the 16th of December here. If Minshew gets another start, he's going to be very highly owned. So what goes from a punt play, what goes from a nice little, you know, steal here, then becomes a high ownership percentage where you're going with everybody. So there's really no money to be gained if you have Gardner Minshew in your lineups this weekend. And when you look at, you know, the Washington side of things or Philadelphia here, I would take Dallas Goedert with me. Only $5,300 on DraftKings here. And you gotta love, there was graphics and they signed Goedert to like this big contract for a tight end. So that means he's going to be well involved in the play here. So Jalen Hurts or Gardner Minshew, I think Dallas Goedert makes for a good play, just a one-off. You can play, as they say, don't laugh here, I know we're immature, but you can play Dallas Goedert naked here, meaning without a quarterback, and we can move on.
You said don't laugh, and I still chuckled. I wouldn't have laughed if you didn't say it, but then I did, so it's on you.
It was Jaguars. A mind trick. It was a Jedi mind trick, I knew. I didn't know if the joke was going to fall flat, so if I say, hey, don't laugh.
We use the naked all the time on this. I think at this point, especially by week 15, I think people are comfortable. But if they laugh a little inside, that's
no
cool.
Doubt.
I want to give people some joy. Jaguars, Texans, let's write some fun narratives here. Is this Trevor Lawrence unleashed? Like, are we going to see Marvin Jones have a huge game? Are we going to see James Robinson carry the ball 25 times? Like, wouldn't that be wild? I'm just saying, like, your circumstance certainly with the ugly, oh my God, this is going to be the worst game ever. is there any script we could write where it's surprisingly entertaining and the Jaguars are basically free of Urban Meyer and free to walk about the cabin and maybe score some points?
Absolutely. I could see a case here where the rookie Davis Mills goes on a tear yet again, and he brings, Nico Collins with him, David Johnson, or Royce Freeman. We've seen a lot of folks this week say Royce Freeman's going to be a league winner, but for DFS purposes, I think Houston gets it together, right? I think they're projected at around 17.8 total points. I know in real life that's not a thing, but it just helps you paint a picture here. And on the Jacksonville side of things, I love the idea of Trevor Lawrence unleashed, James Robinson unleashed, Visca and Marvin Jones just going nuts here. But to be honest with you, I also see a case where Jacksonville might be, I don't have any kids. I know you have some children. Like when they're young, two or three years old, their brain is going so fast and their body can't keep up because they're not as developed. I could see same thing happen to Jacksonville, just wanting to go nuts, throwing, but they're just not making any strides because they haven't been there before. They're like, hey, we're free and clear. Ding dong. Urban Meyer's dead. And we're going from there. And the excitement doesn't match the production for Jacksonville this week.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, next game here on the docket. Giants-Cowboys, we kind of touched on this. Is it safe for people to go back to Dak Prescott? Because I get more questions about Dak than probably any other quarterback this week. And people are really starting to freak out. And is this create the perfect opportunity where the roster percentage is super low on one of the better quarterback talents in the league?
Yeah, no doubt. If you look at Dak, I have him, attempting probably dang near 40 passes, completing 25, 26 of them, 280 passing yards, a pair of touchdown passes. And then you look on the ground, 3-4, carries. And we look after the compound fracture to his ankle, he hasn't been running as much. And that's fair enough, given he is the cornerstone of the Dallas Cowboys here. But you're going to get 10, 15 yards on the ground for him. And when you look at his price tag, $7,500 on FanDuel, only $6,500 on DraftKings, you're going to get a case of, you're aware of this in terms of DFS, recency bias. Dak and the Dallas Cowboys, going into the season where you can't miss. You can stack them every week and boom, there you go. And as the weeks have progressed here, they've taken a step back in some cases, but that's still there. That idea and the ideal that they have is still there. So yeah, I would absolutely go back to Dak Prescott this week against a Giants team. I think they just completely smashed 28 or 31 to 10, something along those lines. So Dak Prescott will have his hand in at least three or four touchdowns here.
All right, Cardinals and Lions, you started to talk about it, but I wanted to hold it for a second. Who is your favorite return on investment that's left with the Cardinals in terms of wide receivers? Is it Green? Is it Kirk? Or is it Rondale Moore?
I think it's Rondale Moore, and maybe the right answer. I don't know if there is a wrong or right answer, but if you look at Christian Kirk, $5,300 on DraftKings, Kirk is only $6,000 on FanDuel here. Christian Kirk had some nice chunk plays last week. I think two or three of them, and accumulated 70 yards here in this one. So as people see that, they'll flock to Christian Kirk, and that's fine. I'm going to go in the back door, zigging one other zag, and I'm going to go with Rondale Moore. As I said, $5,500 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings only $4,400. Sure, this might sound crazy, but with Christian Kirk, yeah, you're going to get two or three chunk plays for 60-70 yards if that's what you're into. But with Rondale Moore, you're going to get that, 6-7 targets here. You're going to get a solid 5, maybe 6 receptions, and at the end of the game here, Rondale Moore might finish with 80-90 yards, a touchdown or two touchdowns here. So the return in investment to me, Joe, is all about Rondale Moore.
All right, very good. He's also got that explosiveness, that big playability, which you gotta love so much. All right, Dolphins and Jets, I think we've talked enough there. Broncos, Bengals, obviously Jamar Chase, bounce back, big game there. He's been up and down, things like that. Joe Burrow's been pretty steady regardless. The Broncos, just kind of spread the ball around, tough to invest in. But let's hit the Bengals side of this one too. Is there any love to go right back to the Burrow and Jamar Chase well on the road this week with, a tougher cornerback matchup here for him for sure?
Absolutely. When you look at Cincinnati, I'm glad you said that. Denver has a great collection of secondary and cornerbacks. That rookie kid who's been unbelievably fantastic here. In terms of like DVP or on-field percentages here, Denver, they're 10th overall in defending opposing wide receivers. They're 5th against opposing quarterbacks. So to me, it's just like that that card game, where you put the shell game in the cups and you're moving them all around. That's why how I look at T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Tyler Boyd. One of them is going to have an outstanding game, but it's like good luck guessing who it is. Last week it was Chase, and the 3 weeks before that it was T. Higgins. So this week, is it going to be Boyd, T. Higgins again, or Jamar Chase here? I would have no issue going back to Jamar Chase. $7,500 on FanDuel, Chase only $7,100 on DraftKings. And as it stands now, T. Higgins has a little red Q next to his name. He's questionable, but to me, Denver can stop, you know, one of them, but can they stop all three? So to me, it's a case of just pulling a card and seeing where we land. I would be safe to just bet on the immense talent of Jamar Chase here.
All right, next is the Falcons and 49ers. I got to tell you, Chris, I just don't feel great outside of Cordero Patterson. And even he seems to maybe be slowing down a little bit, anything on the Falcons side. What about the 49ers situation, too, when it comes to, you know, the running backs and Debo and investing in those guys this week? How do you feel about the rest of this 49ers offense? It's a little banged up right now.
No doubt. Now, I have no issue. As I said, you know, earlier in the broadcast, I think San Francisco hangs, you know, 28 points. Maybe they get to 31, something along those lines here against the Atlanta Falcons. But what I love in terms of making up a game script here is Atlanta's going to keep it close. Atlanta's going to keep putting pressure on San Francisco to move the ball, to throw the ball. For that case, Eli Mitchell very much in play. You look at him, $7,800 on FanDuel. Eli only $6,200 on DraftKings. He is, by all accounts, the wide receiver. Receiver one. Hopefully this kid can put a full complete game together. Would be his first time in how many weeks since he's done that. But in terms of the wide receivers, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, it's all about what are you willing to, what can you live with, right? Debo Samuel, he's outstanding. $8,200 on DraftKings, on FanDuel. Debo, $8,200 again there too. Let me double check. That doesn't seem right. Yeah, $8,200 mm-hmm. on both sites. So again, if you want to, you know, fade the noise, as they say, or, you know, ownership percentage, then pivot to Brandon Ayuk, $6,300 on DraftKings. Ayuk only $6,600 on DraftKings. You know that if you do that, if you fade Debo Samuel and go for Brandon Ayuk, you're going to be left in the lurch a little bit. You're going to see Debo run by you a couple times. But at the end of the game here, Brandon Ayuk is still going to put up respectable numbers for you, and you can use the money that you save there to maybe pivot to one of the guys you and I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Gibson, James Conner. So we don't know how it's going to go, but I would prefer Brandon Ayuk.
All right, got a couple of games here left to go. Seattle and the Rams. Is Rashad Penny the ultimate oppo play this week? Because he had a great game last week. It was against Houston. Everybody's terrified against the Rams, rightfully so. It's a much better front. We didn't see him catch the ball a whole lot in that game, but theoretically he's capable of filling that Chris Carson kind of role. Is Rashad Penny the ultimate oppo play in this week? Because he's still cheap and he has a full potential workload.
No doubt, yeah. Rashad Penny, only $6,100 on FanDuel, only $5,400 on DraftKings. The Rams, I believe they're like middle of the pack, 16th, 17th against opposing running backs here. But to me, Penny will see, 10, 12 carries in this one, put up 50, maybe 60 yards, couple receptions. And I'm willing to bet on the talent at least, right? Because this kid was a first-round talent. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field. So finally, is he having his third, fourth season breakout? You know, a lot of guys are doing that now in their career here. But Rashad Penny against the Rams, his price tag is right. The DVP matchup is right. The volume is there. So to me, Rashad Penny, I hate to say this, I'm not a big fantasy DFS buzzword kind of guy, but to me, Rashad Penny is the absolute perfect square, the free square this week against the Rams.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question, because I kind of feel like it is too. I don't think it's a single entry play, but I think it's something to be aware of. Last one here, Packers and Ravens. If Tyler Huntley does play this week, he played pretty well. Would you have any kind of love for him in a GPP?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you notice, anybody that's watching or listening to this, anytime you ask me a question, Joe, I say, oh, absolutely. Because realistically, I can argue both sides here. I'm not a negative
Nancy.
Well,
let's argue. Yeah, well, look, it's always nice to see both sides of the coin. Let's see the actual coin. So if we're going to make money, would you invest in Tyler Huntley? I think I can justify having a share on DK because I'm looking for the salary relief on DK more. FanDuel is always a little looser. DK, it's always hard to structure everything in there with that, you know, the flex position too, the way the PPR is and everything. So to me, it's always that greater challenge where I'm willing to say, yeah, let's roll the dice at QB here. Like, I've won many in the past with Mitch Trubisky playing quarterback on DraftKings, okay, which is not pretty. I can tell you that. But Tyler Huntley showed himself pretty good. This is a good Packer defense. He made Rashad Bateman look good. That's another cost effect. My goodness, all of a sudden, you know, that becomes a really easy way to get up to the Debos and the Devontaes and all the big time guys we talk about. So do you think that you personally would invest in it this week?
I absolutely would, because as you said, on FanDuel and DraftKings, they're two separate sites and their scorings are different. And you look at one of the studliest of stud quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Kyler Murray, they can hang three touchdowns and they just get over the 20-point mark here. So you have to go above and beyond on FanDuel at a quarterback to do anything of note, to put you in like a win now kind of thing here. So to me, Tyler Huntley gives you that juiciness at the quarterback position on DraftKings, where you can then put in your favorite stack, Joe, Devontae Adams, you know, and Cooper Kupp here. So to me, Tyler Huntley, I would like to think folks wouldn't even see it coming, because last week, Lamar Jackson was out. Tyler Huntley comes in, throws a couple touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, and boom, we're off and running here. But personally speaking, on FanDuel, I would fade Tyler Huntley. There's just not enough, how can you put it, like touchdown equity as you need on FanDuel here. I mean, again, anything is possible, but if Tyler Huntley can find the end zone with his legs once or twice, then he becomes, you know, a smash on FanDuel. But is that realistic? I mean, this is Christmas time. This isn't Halloween where, you know, spookiness can happen here. So to me, you're right. Absolutely. You painted a nice picture here. Fading Tyler on FanDuel and on DraftKings, absolutely, because of the folks you can get in around him.
It's always a good idea to invest in Chris Robin and follow him on the Twitter machine at Detroit Beastie, BEAST. IE is one of my favorite DFS people. The passion just oozes off of you, brother, and that's why I love talking about this with you, because it's positive, it's passionate. You know, you were on the show where you helped somebody win $1 million, one of our listeners this year, so the track record speaks for itself. You can check out his work at Team Rise or Fall. Chris, what else you got going on these days?
I just want to say, you know, thanks for having me, and we're on the fast track to Christmas here, and if the last year or so has taught me anything, it's to be, don't take your friends and your family for granted. Don't take your passions and your hobbies for granted. If you want to get into DFS, do it. If you want to buy a microphone and start the broadcast, do it, because I know this is going to sound corny, Joe, but nothing is promised. Everything going on around us, I mean, the United States, this isn't a political show. I'm not going to get into that stuff, but I'm just here to say, when you're with your family this holidays, just hug them, squeeze them, say, hey, you know what, Mom? I really do love you. Thank you for everything you've done. Don't risk it, given everything that's going on here. So be safe, be careful, and if I don't see you, Joe, or anybody that's listening to this, have a great Christmas.
Well, Chris, I could not have said it better, so I just won't even try. So great job as always, man. It's great to have you on the program. And I want to remind everybody, too, go get yourself something nice for the holidays at fantasypros.com/contest. Again, that Alvin Kamara jersey is not going to give away itself. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fantasy Pros. And then, of course, go enter the contest. Thanks to our friends at Pristine Auction. Make sure you subscribe also to the Daily Juice podcast. Every single day, Matt Peralt is doing the grind for you, and he covers every single sport, and you can check that out at bettingpros.com/dailyjuice and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I also want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Pristine Auction. Head over to pristineauction.com today. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. And you can start bidding using that promo code FANTASYPROS. You get $5 on us just for signing up. And so much cool stuff there in terms of sports memorabilia. It'll blow your mind. Get yourself something nice this holiday season, or something for someone else, over at Pristine Auction. And don't forget to sign up at propsfantasy.com/pros today. Again, that's propsfantasy.com/pros. The season never ends with these prop challenges that they've got going on right now. You can play against the pros, your friends, your league mates. It doesn't matter, even your enemies. So go sign up today for that. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Chris Robin, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.